Hello, everyone. If you ever go to America, you might notice that the milk section at the store is pretty different than what you might be used to in China. This lesson will help you with the vocabulary you need if you ever go to America and want to buy milk at a store. Our third sentence we have to learn today is, do you have anything smaller, like a small carton? If you go to an American grocery store, you'll notice that there are a ton of different sizes of milk to choose from. Milk is sold in gallons, half gallons, quarts, and cartons. Let's go through and learn all of the different sizes of milk. They might sound weird at first because these terms are only used in America, but I'll let you know how many liters each one is. The largest amount of milk you can buy is a gallon jug. The whole amount of a jug of milk is 128 ounces. This is about 4 liters. Buying a gallon of milk is best if you have a bunch of people drinking it. You can also buy half gallons of milk. That's right, you guessed it. A half gallon of milk has 64 ounces or 2 liters of milk in it. This size is best for maybe 1 or 2 people. Now we are on to a quart of milk. A quart of milk equals a quarter of a gallon. So with this in mind, a quart of milk would be 1/4 the size of a gallon, or 32 ounces. This is also about the same size as a liter of milk, or 2 gin. There are also cartons of milk. This basically means that the milk is in a paper box or cardboard. Cartons of milk can come in a lot of different sizes, but usually it's for smaller amounts of milk. For example, cartons of milk can come in quarts, which is 1 liter, half of a quart, which is 500 milliliters, and 1/4 of a quart, which is 250 milliliters. The smallest carton size comes in 4 ounces, or about 1/10 of a liter. This is the best if you just want to drink milk with one meal. So, if you're at the store buying milk, and you want to buy something much smaller than a gallon, you can ask the worker, "Do you have anything smaller, like a small carton?" Maybe these terms are a bit confusing now, but if you get the chance to go to an American supermarket, they'll make a bit more sense to you. I heard even in England they are using the metric system with liters and kilograms. We are probably the last country who is using the imperial system with quarts and gallons.